You're listening to a Peak Media Production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Thursday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is May 1st, and we had another great day of sports yesterday, so let's talk about it. All right, so we'll start off in the NBA where we had Game 5 between the Rockets and the Warriors down in Houston. Warriors came into this one, obviously leading the series 3-1, but this one was over from the jump. The Rockets went on to win by 15. It was a score of 131-116, but they just came out on fire. They were up 40-24 after the first quarter. They were up by almost 30 midway through the third, and Kerr just said, okay, that's it. We're pulling everybody. Unload the bench. We'll try again in game six at home. So, Warriors really had no chance in this one. Rockets got a great game from Amen Thompson. He had 25 points. Van Vliet had 26. Dylan Brooks had 24. Şengün even had 15 on just 9 shots. And they really didn't need a big game from Jalen Green. He only had 11, but they were already up by so much, they didn't need to play them that many more minutes. So great game from the Rockets. Huge bounce back for them just to make a series out of this. Huge test this weekend in Golden State in Game 6. It's going to be, I think, really tough for them to win that game. My thought is that Golden State wins. Props to them for at least extending the series here, which was not the case in the following game where we had the Timberwolves and the Lakers. Lakers end up closing out that series 4-1 with a 103-96 win over the Lakers. And just from the tip, this was not going to be the Lakers' night. You could already tell. Austin Reeves was not shooting well. LeBron was not that aggressive on the offensive end of the floor. And I said those were going to be the keys really before the series even started, and especially going into Game 5. And they just were not going to happen. And this Lakers lineup, when they're going small and just don't have a true center, was just not the answer against Minnesota. Gobert was incredible, and they just couldn't stop him on the boards or on any of the lobs or anything down low. He ended up with 27 points, 24 rebounds, and that was on 12 for 15 shooting. It was obviously super efficient because everything was pretty much a dunk for him, but they just had no answers. And it was the same way this whole series. The Timberwolves, they were the more physical team. They were, frankly, the better team. And the Lakers just had no chance. I mean, they came back and took the lead at one point. But it just never felt like they were truly going to win this game. And I had said before that the Lakers were favored by, I want to say, like 5.5 or 6 coming into this one. And I just did not think there was any way that they were going to win by that much, let alone even win the way that they've been playing. It's not a good matchup, but partially that's just, they just don't look like that good of a team. And I think we, myself included, became a little bit delusional after they got Luka, thinking like, okay, maybe this could be a championship team, but nobody thought that before the trade. And I don't know why we thought that after the trade. They were just a sieve defensively. I mean, Reeves couldn't stop anybody. Luka especially couldn't stop anybody. LeBron was great on defense, but just was not the offensive presence that they needed to be, or that they needed him to be. It was not going to go their way. Minnesota moves on. They will play the winner of Houston and Golden State, which is obviously still to be determined. And then for the Lakers, I mean, I don't even know what your next steps are. I mean, I think the most glaring need is that you need a big man down low, which you traded away for Luka. And then they had the Mark Williams trade that they obviously overturned. So I think that's need number one. You've got to address LeBron too. I would assume he comes back next year, but that's not a guarantee. And then they're just going to need some other help defensively. They really didn't go deep into their lineup at all. They actually gave some minutes to Maxi Kleber. And Gabe Vincent got in there a lot, but again, they didn't play Jackson Hayes, which was interesting. He was the only guy who could maybe help out defensively. And JJ Redick's argument was that he just couldn't do anything on offense. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like you've got to give him a chance and at least trying to match up with Gobert instead of having essentially LeBron trying to play the five. But I don't know. It didn't look like they cared, and that's going to be the biggest thing that needs to change for them moving forward. But so anyway, those were the only two games that we had yesterday. We have two more tonight. Starting off with the Pistons hosting the Knicks in game six. Knicks are still leading that one 3-2. Pistons are slight favorites, and I honestly like them to win. I mean, I know they're favorites anyway, but I think Detroit's going to be rocking tonight, and I think they pushed this to a game seven, and that's what I want for selfish reasons too. So hopefully that happens for our own sake, just for the entertainment purposes. And then following that, we'll have the Clippers hosting the Nuggets, also in game six, with Denver leading that one 3-2 as well. Clippers are pretty big favorites in that one, though. Then over in the NHL last night, we had three games, starting with the Capitals and the Canadiens. The Capitals won that one 4-1 to also win the series 4-1, as they now advance to play the Hurricanes in the second round. Then we had the Panthers closing out the Lightning 4-1 as they won 6-3 down in Tampa. They are still awaiting their opponent in the second round, who will be the winner of Toronto and Ottawa, and who will play tonight, actually. And then the Jets beat the Blues 5-3 to take a 3-2 series lead in that one. We have a few more games tonight, starting with Toronto and Ottawa, as I mentioned before, with Toronto leading that one 3-2. Then we have Vegas and Minnesota, with Vegas leading that one 3-2, but the Wild will be hosting that game tonight. Then we have Dallas and Colorado, sorry, with Dallas leading that series 3-2, with game six in Colorado. And then Edmonton hosting the Kings, with them leading their series 3-2 as well. So that'll just about wrap it up for the hockey portion. We had a couple other random kind of tragic stories yesterday in the sporting world as well. One was at the Pirates game yesterday, a fan fell over the wall and is apparently in critical condition. They said it was an accident, but looking back at the video, it almost looked like he kind of jumped on purpose. I mean, I don't want to speculate too much, because obviously terrible story, but it was really, really weird. I don't know if he was just jumping up in celebration, or it looked like he was trying to maybe stand on top of the wall or something. But awful story there. So hopefully that guy ends up being okay. They had to pause the game and stretcher him off. And then also, like, around the same time, there was another story that came out where Jeff Spurbeck, who was like the business partner and longtime friend of John Elway, died after he fell off a golf cart that Elway was driving. Not sure exactly what happened there. It sounded like he was in the passenger seat and fell off and hit his head on some asphalt. But another crazy, tragic story. So obviously, you know, thoughts and prayers out to his family as well. So hopefully we at least get some good news out of Pittsburgh, but just some other crazy stories in the sports world yesterday. So anyway, a little bit of a sad note to end on, but with that, we'll just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode. Hopefully tomorrow will be a little bit more positive. But as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you later. See ya.